This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The assassination attempt against Donald Trump has elected officials in Colorado calling for less heated political rhetoric. Republican State Representative Matt Soper noted that it's easy for politicians to turn to metaphors of guns and violence.
Those types of comments, if said over and over and over again, do result in individuals eventually taking action, especially as the political divide becomes wider and deeper. And the hate and malice grows to a level that we've just got to correct.
There's more reaction from Colorado's elected officials at CPR.org. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying an arson suspect. Surveillance video shows the man trying to light a cabin on fire on July 4th between Lyons and Allens Park. That fire went out on its own, but the man then lit a nearby shed on fire, which spread to some trees. Firefighters quickly contained that fire. Anyone with information should contact the Sheriff's Office in Boulder. RTD has announced new slow zones on Southeast Metro light rail lines. The problem is wear on tracks that was found during a new set of inspections. The unexpected disruptions are on top of planned maintenance that's already affecting service. RTD does not have a timeline for when slow zones will be lifted. An Army National Guard brigade in Colorado Springs now has its first female commander. Colonel Danny S. Williams took over the 100th Missile Defense Brigade last week. The brigade at Peterson Space Force Base is in charge of defending against intercontinental ballistic missile attack. This is CPR News.